Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring the powerful concept of conscious creation, manifesting your idea life. Let's get into it. Your thoughts, believe it or not, are very powerful. They have power. The life you desire isn't just a dream. It's something you can create. Every successful person, every fulfilled individual, and every extraordinary achievement begins with a vision, followed by the belief and action to bring it to life. So there is a formula. Manifestation isn't magic. It's about aligning your mindset, habits, and actions with your goals and desires. So manifesting your ideal life is about unlocking your potential, tapping into your inner power, and transforming your aspirations into reality. It's about shifting your mindset, visualizing your goals, and taking internal steps towards achieving them. So whether you want to cultivate better relationships, achieve career success, or enhance your well-being, today's podcast is designed in manifesting the life you truly want through practical strategies, mindset shifts, and real life practices. You'll learn how to harness the power of visualization, gratitude, and inspired actions. The ability to create your dream life is within you. All you have to do is believe, take action, and allow yourself to receive what you truly desire, everything that your heart desires. So your journey to manifestation, if you're new to this, it begins now. It's time to claim your ideal life and turn your dreams into reality. We as human beings, we often feel like, you know, life is happening to us, a series of random events beyond our control. But what if I told you that you have the power to actively shape your reality, to manifest the life you truly desire? This episode isn't about magical thinking or ignoring the importance of hard work and action. It's about understanding the power of your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and exploring how to align them with our deepest desires to create a life of purpose, joy, and abundance. But most importantly, how to be intentional. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of shifting our mindset and explore how to harness the power of manifestation to create our ideal lives. So we'll explore the core principles of just overall manifestation and discuss the common misconceptions that can hinder our ability to manifest our desires, and get into practical strategies for aligning our thoughts, beliefs, and actions with our ideal life. So we'll be very honest about the discipline and commitment required to practice manifestation effectively, but also celebrate the empowerment and fulfillment that comes with consciously creating our own reality. So let's go over some core principles of manifestations. The first one is clarity of vision, knowing exactly what you want to manifest. And if you need any assistance with this clarity of vision and knowing how to manifest and all of those positive affirmations, I do have a book on that, Manifest Your Best Self by Alicia Eads. That's available on Amazon. Be sure to get your copy. Another one is positive beliefs, believing that you are worthy and capable of achieving your desires. And here's a big one, vibrational alignment. Matching your energy and emotions to the frequency of your desires. That's a big one that a lot of people miss out on. So let me repeat that again for the people in the back. Vibrational alignment, matching your energy and emotions to the frequency of your desires. So that is critical, because we want to do all these things, but we're low energy, low vibrational. No, you have to match it up. Everything that you want, you have to be optimistic, you have to be positive, and you have to genuinely believe and have that energy to be a go-getter. And it also requires focused intention, directing your thoughts and energy towards your goals, inspired actions, taking actions that aligns with your intentions and your intuition. And it's about gratitude, appreciating what you already have, and expressing gratitude for what is yet to come. So what are some common misconceptions about manifestation? I know a few. The first one is it's a quick fix. Manifestations is definitely not a quick fix. It requires consistent effort and practice. So it's not about wishing and hoping, oh, you wish you win the lottery. Definitely not that. It involves taking action and aligning all of your energy with all of your desires. And another misconception, and that is that manifesting is selfish. The idea life can be for your benefits only and not those around you. And that's not the case. And another misconception is that manifestation is about controlling others. Manifestation is about aligning with your own desires, not manipulating others. And the last misconception is that manifestation is ignoring reality, and that's not true as well. Manifestation involves acknowledging reality while focused on creating a better future, a better you. So I want to go over some practical strategies for manifesting your ideal life and your best self. The first thing you can do is create a vision board. I love vision boards. Visualize your desires by creating a collage of images and words that represent your idea life. I love that. I've been doing it for years. That's my favorite thing to do. And I love when things on the vision board come off the vision board and become reality. So that is so fulfilling. I love that aspect of the vision board. And practice affirmations. I love to practice and just repeat positive affirmations and statements. And like I said, if you need guidance and resources on how to do that, my book, Manifesting Your Best Self, is available by Alicia Eads on Amazon. Get your copy. Another one is visualize your ideal life. Imagine yourself living that life that you desire and vividly see it with all of the details. So use your imagination and visualize the details on what you want so that you can work on getting that, and it can play out and be reality. That's what it's about. Anything that you vision and you don't put the work in, it's just a dream. You're a dreamer. But when you put forth that action and you work on it and you be consistent and you're committed to it, that's how your goals and dreams become reality. And create a journal about your desires. Write about your goals, your intentions and feelings, and what you want out of life, and practice gratitude. Always express gratitude for what you already have. That's the perfect way to, you know, manifest the future things that you want as well. So be grateful for what you do have, because there's so many people that lack and are without. Have that sense of gratitude. Be thankful. And also, express that gratitude and use that to channel and manifest things that you want in the future. So it's sort of like taking inventory of what you have versus what you want. Balance out that scale and take inspired actions. Follow your intuition and take actions that aligns with your goals, and get rid of those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, because that is a huge downfall for a lot of people. And I always talk about it in so many podcasts, but you have to get rid of the negative thinking. So release the limiting beliefs, identify and challenge negative beliefs that hold you back from being your best self, from living the life that you truly desire. And just, make sure your environment is positive and supportive, and spend time with people who support your goals and inspire you. So understand that manifestation is about understanding that you are the creator of your own reality. It's about aligning your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your deepest desires and creating a life that is truly authentic and fulfilling to you. You have to be able to clearly articulate what that looks like for you. So the way to do that, you have to understand what is manifestation really and what that's all about, the science behind the thoughts versus making those things reality, and have a clear understanding of how your beliefs shape your life. So your thoughts matter for sure. Identify your true desires, your goals, your passions, and visualize what that is so that, you know, when things get going and you're putting things into practice and things get rough, you're able to overcome those mental blocks and release the limiting beliefs and overcome self-doubt and fear and make those dreams that you're speaking into existence, reality, with your hard work and determination. And there's extreme power of gratitude and positivity. So using gratitude to attract abundance, that's critical. Cultivating a positive and resilient mindset, that's top priority, and shifting your energy to align with all of your desires. You have to have that energy. You have to be high vibrational, not low vibrational, and just be positive and upbeat and understand how to take action and what's the difference, how to balance, you know, the difference in belief and effort. You have to have that scale balanced and recognize and seize the moment for opportunities that present themselves, you know, and just focus on this daily. You have to develop those daily habits so that they can lead to success in your overall future. And once you do all of those things, the next step is just living your manifested life, maintaining that momentum and faith and positivity and joy and handling all of the challenges, because it's not going to always be easy, but handling those challenges and setbacks and helping others manifest their best life as well. Because understand that your ideal life is definitely within reach. It all starts with belief, intentions, and action. By mastering your thoughts, staying present, and embracing gratitude, you can create a life of abundance, joy, and fulfillment. So it's time to step into your power and manifest the life you truly desire today. What area of your life are you ready to manifest change in? And what small step can you take today to align your thoughts and actions with your idea life? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to manifest your idea life. Believe in yourself, trust your intuition, and create a reality that is filled with purpose, joy, and abundance. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional assistance with manifesting your best life, I have so many resources on that. My book, Manifest Your Best Self by Alicia Eads, is available on Amazon.com. Get your copy so that you can focus on those daily positive affirmations. And you can also download apps for assistance. It's all about cultivating the best version of you so that you can live a life that you truly desire and a life filled with purpose. So I'll see you guys soon.